This is your new morning routine. Cap and J-Hood. Follow Cap J-Hood on Twitter and Instagram. Watch the show on Twitch. Follow ESPN 1000 Chicago. Stream the show on the ESPN Chicago app on ESPN 1000. And now on FM at 100.3 HD2. Now, on Chicago's home for sports, David Kaplan and Jonathan Hood.
Good morning, everyone.
Wentz under heat, and now he goes at the 17-yard line. Jaquan Brisker, a rookie, picked in the second round out of Penn State, comes in from the secondary to take him down. Second down and goal. Fields, that's knocked in the air, and the Commanders come down with it. They do. So deflected up into the air, and a pickoff at the 5-yard line. Fake to Herbert. Fake end around. And incomplete. Trying to go to Ryan Griffin. The tight end a little too long. Third down and goal. Fields under center. Fourth and goal. Herbert, can he get in? Washington thinks they have stopped him, and for the moment it appears they have.
Well thrown ball, just missed time there by Samuel. That's a touchdown.
God forbid. Bears go no huddle. Pick up the pace here. Fields deep downfield, and it is going to be caught for a touchdown. Dante Pettis. Jones stands back inside his 20. Good boot. Fielded, dropped at the 10-yard line. And a scramble for it at the 5-yard line. Who's got it? Jones gave it up. Reeves says, we have it, meaning Washington. So does Mayo. And the officials say, you are correct.
Jeez.
Jones having trouble. And a gigantic mistake right there. Second and goal. Robinson, and he will get into the end zone for a touchdown. Fourth and goal from the 4. Fake toss to the end zone, and it is juggled. Did he catch it? No, he did not. Incomplete. Mooney, for the moment, looked like he might have it. Does not. He got St. Juice covering on the play. Officials going over it.
I think he called it a catch, but not in.
Short of the goal line.
Yep.
The runner was
short of the catch, but short of the goal line.
Low lights courtesy of Amazon. And oh God, welcome into the Cap and J-Hood Morning Show here on ESPN 1000 and streaming on the ESPN Chicago app. With David Kaplan, Jonathan Hood with you, we've got Shay, we've got Randy, and we got you for a 3-hour ride here on this Bears Friday. Don't forget to check in with us all day as we will hear from Courtney Cronin and Alex Brown, but the Bears, in embarrassing fashion, lose to the Washington Commanders 12-7 last night, Cap, as the Bears have lost 3 in a row and 2-4 on the season.
Johnny, good morning. Good morning, everybody out there. What you watched last night was an embarrassment. They're going to get this kid killed. That offensive line, pass protection, is freaking abysmal. But the guy I want to rant about isn't Justin Fields. I know there are people out there going, Justin didn't look very good. Justin did this. Justin didn't do that. Stop. You ought to be pissed off as hell at the guy who's in your general manager's office. They ran the last guy out of here because he didn't do a good enough job. This guy has been here for all of, what, 6 games? What did he do for you in the offseason so you don't get this kid murdered? Justin Fields is going to get killed out there, and it's on him. His big offseason acquisition on the offense, guess what his name is? Velus Jones. He stumbles around like a blind man trying to catch a punt. He does nothing for you offensively. They had money on the night before training camp. Well, Cap, they didn't have any money available to go get anyone on the offensive line. That's BS. They found whatever amount of money they needed in the cushions to go sign Riley Reiff. He can't get on the freaking field. Michael Schofield got $1 million. He can't play. He's not very good. You did nothing to help your young quarterback He's getting hit 46% or pressured 46% of the time. In the first six games of a season, that is the most in the history of the National Football League since they started tracking quarterback pressures with next-gen stats. That was 16 years ago. The worst. This kid has PTSD. He drops back, bam! He's getting crushed. Did he miss a couple throws? No doubt. Anyone would if they were getting tormented like that kid is. That kid can be a really good player. You did nothing to help him, and that's on your hands, Ryan Poles. Hey, Eberflus, put your hits principal in. I'm not giving you any talent. That roster sucks. Stinks. You held a team to 12 points. 12 points, and you ran for 238, and you lost the football game because some dude, Smith Marset, can't catch the football, goes right through his hands off his face mask. Darnell Mooney drops a touchdown to win the game. Pettis drops one and probably got pass interfered with right before that. Come on, man. What in the hell are we doing? We're going to evaluate Justin this year. You're going to evaluate him at Northwestern Hospital. He's going to get killed, and that's on the front office. Shame on them.
The Bears lose 12-7 to Washington, and what I need is for the Bears to at least be interesting. What we saw against Minnesota was an opportunity for the Bears to come back in the ball game. Yesterday, you had a rabid crowd at Soldier Field. They want to see something special. They are rooting in a loud voice for this Bears team to do something offensively. You got one touchdown. Great. Dilly bars for everybody because you got one touchdown. But the offensive line is horrendous. We know what this season is, Cap, when it comes to trying to figure out who can play and who can't. But it doesn't mean that you try to figure out who you want to be at the expense of your greatest asset offensively, and that Justin Fields. You don't do that. That offensive line was horrendous yesterday, not giving Fields enough time to be able to get the ball down the field or to do anything. He kept twisting and turning and running away from a very talented, young defensive line for the Washington Commanders. Fields and the offense was just absolutely just stagnant. The one thing that we do know about the Bears is that they can run the football great. And it's about running the football and Hail Mary passes and not a lot in between. That's where this offense is right now. And Fields took a beating. There's not enough yoga. There's not enough breathing exercises for Fields to keep him from getting killed out there because of that offensive line. This is where you are with this Bears, though. See, the thing is that when you look at Justin Fields and you look at this offensive line and you look at everything offensively, it just shows you why they're dead last in so many categories offensively. Nobody in the National Football League holds the ball longer for less results than Justin Fields. Nobody does it. The ball is in his hands 3.5 seconds, and he's still trying to figure out who's going to get open. Am I going to get killed? Should I run? This is what happens when you don't have a lot of talent around you. It's all this is in between. And we've been telling you this a lot here already this season, but a flat, uninspiring performance by the Bears. Hats off to the defense because you did everything you could in that lousy ball game that we saw yesterday. But offensively speaking, this is what we're talking about. This is what we talk about every morning on the show, about trying to figure out what's best for Justin Fields. That's what it comes down to. And the offensive line, this play calling, what he's doing, is not best for Justin Fields. It's not best for the offense. That's why, and again, we're watching this game looking for some kind of fireworks, something, right? Something interesting. You got nothing out there. That's a crowd that at the end, Cap, even at the last moments, fourth quarter, the fans were saying, hey, we can win this game. And what happens? Once again, ineptitude offensively. He's got hardly anything to work with.
Love your passion. That was awesome. He made a throw to Pettis for the touchdown that had a 19% chance of being completed. Was a hell of a throw and a hell of a catch.
It was a Willie Mays catch or Gary Pettis catch,
yeah,
quite frankly.
Yeah, exactly. His dad.
Yeah.
And he got his feet down. It's a hell of a play. And that was a big-time throw. Big time. We were just talking to Keyshawn Johnson, who's upstairs. If you don't know, if you're younger generation, you go, Keyshawn Johnson, the broadcaster? Keyshawn Johnson, the number one overall pick in the NFL out of USC, wide receiver. He says that the touchdown they should have had when Ryan Griffin, when Justin overthrew him, mm-hmm. he said that's the majority of that's on the tight end. He said he ran an awful route. Justin, I don't totally agree, but again, I wasn't the number one pick in the NFL draft either. Justin said after the game, that's a throw an NFL quarterback has to make. So that one, I put that on the quarterback. That one I did. This kid is going to get killed. He is going to get destroyed. You see when he almost blew his knee out?
Yeah. The twist and turn right on
the knee.
There
was nothing dirty.
Yeah.
There's no one trying to take his knee up. They're trying to make a play and sack the quarterback. He got sacked five times. He got hit a billion more. And then you got Velus Jones back there.
Velus Jones.
We drafted him because he's going to be a special teams ace. And I kept hearing people call in here. I don't see him all of a sudden. Where are they? Lee Allen and everybody else. Bear Listimo, where are all these callers? You're wrong, Cap. That roster's talented. We got a top five defense and a top five special team. Stop. Our team sucks. We don't have any talent.
All three phases. The defense did the job, though, Cap. What did we talk about yesterday? For them to try to get home, getting after Carson Wentz, he was sacked three times. Hats off to the defense.
Actually, on both sides. The defense played hard. They did.
But you were let down by bad offense and bad special teams.
Correct.
Velus Jones is back there, and he's on his knees as if, I can't catch this ball because the sun's in my eyes.
Oh, my God.
It was a night game, so it wasn't the sun.
Correct.
That's the point of that. But this is the guy you're supposed to be depending on. I want Ebner or anybody else back there catching punts. Anybody else. I mean, that's what I'm talking about. But this is when you are a bad football team. Everything has to work together, Cap. It's a fine line. Everything has to work for this Bears team to win. You cannot win games 7-3 anymore. I know the Bears tried. They tried to be able to just have a low-scoring game where the defense carries them. But, hey, there was nobody that was going to run back, you know, from that secondary for a touchdown. You can't win that way. It's just so disheartening and so flat. As I mentioned, when I'm watching Bears football, I want to be at least interested. Tony Gonzalez stole my line from a couple weeks ago on their halftime show, saying that the Bears are watching this game when the Bears play is like the JV. Goddamn right, it's like the JV. It's not like the varsity.
And then he went on and amended it. I don't know if you heard him. He said
the freshman game.
They're actually like the freshmen, saying they're the JV is being kind.
Seriously. But this is what we have. But again, with perspective, we know what this is. It doesn't stop me from being pissed off or feeling like I wasted my time for 3 hours watching a team that just couldn't get going offensively. It took a miracle catch by Pettis to be able to get that done. Miracle catch. What did you say? 19%?
19% chance of that being completed. The throw was just a dime, and he got hit on it again. Look, when you go into the season, they knew they weren't going to win the Super Bowl.
Right.
You didn't need
no playoffs
to be a rocket scientist to figure that out. They probably weren't going to make the playoffs. But there are plenty of people around here. Yurko, who knows more football than we'll ever know. They can win 9 games. So if you can win 9 games, you can win 10 games. They did nothing to help their young quarterback. $4.6 million. That's what our wide receiver room makes. The room.
Well,
Tyreek Hill makes $20 million himself.
Well, for those that are looking already at the draft and saying, well, you got to figure out, you know, you're the next quarterback or figure out the next. Hey, you know what? You want to get to the top five of the draft? Just keep putting that offensive line out there. You'll get Trevor Siemian quicker than you could say namaste. 312-332-3776 is our phone number.
Other things I'm hearing, people are saying, well, he didn't draft Fields. That doesn't matter. They both collect paychecks that say Chicago Bears on him. He's his guy now. That's his guy.
We're getting your reaction to the Bears and a loss against the Washington Commanders. We'll get your phone calls in. Also, we'll hear from the head coach, Matt Eberflus, this hour, as well as Justin Fields. But your thoughts on what you saw. Bears lose to the Commanders. We're talking about it on the Cap and J-Hood Morning Show. Here we go.
You don't have to wait till you're in your car to hear what Cap and J-Hood are talking about. Just tell your smart speaker to play ESPN 1000.
It's the Cap and J-Hood Morning Show here on ESPN 1000, streaming on the ESPN Chicago app. So glad you're with us here for this Bears Friday as the Bears lose to the Washington Commanders over at the lakefront. We're keeping you company until 10 o'clock. Then Abdallah and Meller will be in for Greeny from 10 to 12. Carmen and Yurko. They'll be at the Pride Store in St. Charles, brought to you by Alto Equipment at noon. Waddle and Sylvie at 2. Tyler from 6 to 7:30 leading into Major League Baseball, the playoffs with the Dodgers and the Padres. All part of the mix right here on Chicago's Home for Sports, ESPN 1000. Yes, we watch the game. Yes, you watch the game or listen to it. We want to get your thoughts on it. 312-332-3776 is our telephone number. Let's go to the phone lines and talk to you. Jefferson Park, Israel is on ESPN 1000. Hey, Izzy.
Hey, good morning. Good morning, gentlemen. Good morning, Cap. Good morning,
Hoodie. What's up, Sparkles?
Same old, watching this offensive line just completely let this man get ran over.
Yeah, they did an okay job in run block. You know, everyone looks at the number and goes, well, he ran for 238. Okay, Justin had, I don't know, how long was the run at the end of the game when he almost scored the game winner?
Yeah.
50 yards
like,
or whatever it was.
Yeah, and he had
a 64-yard run for Herbert. Yeah, they're fine. Offensive in pass protection, they're going to get that kid killed.
Yes. I commented on Hoodie's Instagram post last night, and I had sat there and said, this man is running for his life. Everybody's saying they're trying to blame it on him, but it's always been this way with the Bears. Offensive line. You can't get protection. This kid is the future. And if you give him a chance to put, you know, let him get enough time, they all sit there and say, yeah, he's got 3.35 seconds to throw the ball. Well, he's spending half that time worried if he's going to get killed.
Correct.
Well, Cap and I talked about this during free agency, and we talked about certain guys that the Bears could pick up, even though we know that it is a evaluation season for Poles. We talked about possibilities at the wide receiver spot, but Cap, we never thought that you would go to the bottom shelf at the Save-A-Lot and say, bet can of green peas. Well, this is going to be half off, so we'll get Dante Pettis and Smith Marset. That's exactly what they did. Bottom shelf. Hey, are you a WR? Doesn't matter if you're a one or two. Just get out there and recreate because we're trying to tank or we're trying to evaluate. Come on, man. And on top of that, the offensive line. You said this a couple days ago. This is not an off-season fix. It takes a few years because everyone has to work in concert.
Correct.
Justin's running. And listen, I like a mobile quarterback, but not so mobile that he's going to be killed and taken off into an ambulance based on the way this offensive line's going.
Yeah.
That's the way it is.
And again, ESPN started tracking quarterback pressures in 2006 with their stats. Through six games, Justin is being pressured 46% of the time. So basically 50%. One, just under one, every other time he's under duress with guys with evil intent. And we're supposed to just say, well, you didn't get pressured on that one. Make the throw. Did he miss? Herb Street had one where he went downtown to Mooney when he had a guy 9 yards over the middle, would have given him a first down.
Right.
That's on Justin. He's got to make that throw.
Yeah, he's not accurate either. Like, because the offense seems broken, he's the head of this, and he's not very good either.
Agreed on that play. He's got to hit him.
No.
The Ryan Griffin one, Keyshawn saying it's on the tight end.
Whatever.
You and I, the guys I work with at TV, all of us felt Justin's got to make the throw. And Justin himself said an NFL quarterback has to hit that throw. He does.
Just
float it up there, let him catch the football, touchdown. But he hit Smith Marset in the face mask, went right through his hands off the face mask. Why that kid, Marset, is still on our roster, I don't get it.
Yes.
And everyone kept, Cap, you don't understand. We've got talent on this team. Stop. You don't.
312-332-3776 is our phone number. We will go back to the phone lines in the South Loop. Cowboy Al on ESPN 1000 with Cap and Jay Hood. Good morning, Al.
Good morning, guys. How you guys doing?
Good.
You know how we're doing, Al. You know how we're doing.
Yeah. Hey, I'm right there with you, man. I'm a season ticket holder. Just rough scenario. But, hey, a quick thing for you guys. I don't want to be like, you know, let me start it off. I don't want to be like that caller after the Giants game, you know, judging you about Justin Fields, the five-second snippets, walking to the sidelines. But let me tell you guys, you can't help but feel bad for the kid. Like you guys said, they're giving him no help. You know, no weapons, no nothing, no line. Just they give you those 5 seconds. You see him on the bench. God, he looks down. He looks like he doesn't want to be here. And you know what? I can't help but feel bad for the kid, right? You know, I see his facial expressions. It's a tough scenario.
I know, Al.
What you guys think?
I know. He always looks like that, though. Yeah, don't look at it from a telegenic standpoint. He always looks indifferent. Right, doesn't he? I mean, he's just same face. That's who he is. I mean, there's times that things make him laugh. I've seen these Bears shows on Fox where, you know, it's more relaxed and he talks about his dad. And, you know, but ultimately, in when he's in the game mode, you know, he doesn't have an expression. He doesn't have many ups as a Bears quarterback. But when he has ups, there's not a lot of smiles there. He's pretty much locked in. That's what his face looks like.
Yeah, that kid is in, when he wakes up this morning, his body is going to be exceptionally banged up. And he talked about he's got a left shoulder injury. But he said, I'll heal up over the weekend. They get a little bit of a mini bye, and then they play on Monday Night Football.
I thought he was going to leave the game. I thought Simeon was going to come in.
When he was face down again, and you could see him wincing.
Yeah.
Come on, that's a tough-ass kid. And the fact that we did nothing to support him, and again, it does not excuse when he misses a couple throws. Yes, absolutely missed some throws.
No question.
By the way, we just saw it on the monitor. Carson Wentz's best play of the night when he blew up Roquan Smith.
I mean, whoa. That tells you all you need to know about the game. I mean, that's big-ass wow. Roquan Smith. And not saying that Wentz isn't a big guy, but my God. I mean, that's not supposed to happen, is it?
Oh, my God.
Okay. I mean, well, that's Bears football. Wow. I mean, you don't think they're putting that on the tape in Virginia right now? You think they're not putting or Maryland? Rolling that tape back. Boom! Boom!
Carson, you had a rough night throwing a hell of a block down there by the goal line, buddy.
Unbelievable. 312-332-3776 is our phone number. Joe in Schaumburg with Cap and Jay Hood on ESPN 1000. Good morning, Joe.
Cap Hoodie. Good morning, boys.
What up?
I got to say, I am getting sick and tired of having to defend Justin Fields in my circle of family and friends. Mm-hmm. Two quick points. You take away Justin Jefferson's first half, he's easily the best player on the field in that Vikings game. And second point, on the post game, Alex Brown talked about equity. Doing a quick head check, I'm pretty sure he's the only first-round pick starting on our offense right now. So I don't necessarily know what people expect. I think he's got a lot of talent. He's only 17 games into his career, needs to work on some things, of course, but they're not giving him any help whatsoever. Outside, inside, maybe the running back room, that's about it, but it's just getting frustrating. I think he's putting it all out there. He got killed last night.
He did.
But, hey, I'll be there on Monday.
Yeah.
Go Bears.
No.
You're going
to
New England?
Yeah, he's going. Go Bears.
Wow.
Hey, there's two things I know that the Bears do well. They can run the football and then the big-ass rainbow throw. That's the two things that I know that they can do well. That's it as far as big splash plays. But, I mean, but otherwise, it's this, Cap, in the second quarter. First and goal to Herbert. Then second and goal to Ryan Griffin. That was a bad throw. Whether it's on the receiver, the tight end in that spot or not.
You got to hit it.
You just got to hit it because it worked perfectly, right? It was Rodgers-like, if you watch, right? It was very Aaron Rodgers-like where it's very casual. Here's a handoff that's not there. Here's another one there. Oh, I got an open target, and it sails over Ryan Griffin's head.
Yep.
It was perfect as far as execution.
Play design.
Excellent in play design, but awful in execution. I mean, that's six right there in that spot. Then third down, you have a run that's short. Fourth down, Herbert is short, and then they had to turn the ball over on downs.
By the way, what are you doing fourth and one? Running right at Sam Mustipher. You got to know better. Fields is the most talented guy in your offense. Whether you like what he's done this season or not, he's the most talented guy in your offense.
Well, let me ask you something. If you're going to run the football inside, why is it Khalil Herbert who's more of a slasher?
That too. Get Monty in there.
Montgomery, I know it's not your series because they altered.
Yeah.
Get in here.
I know he'll get it in there for a touchdown because he gives a damn. I'm not saying that the other ones don't, but I mean that guy in particular is the most exciting, electric player that you have offensively.
Okay, it did not take a brain surgeon to figure out, guess what? Points are going to be at a premium in this game, folks.
Yeah.
We're not great offensively. They're not great offensively. Kick the field goal! Kick the field goal!
Yeah.
0-3 inside the 10.
Let me flex my muscles, Coach Eberflus. We can get this yard. No, you can't.
Yeah. What was this, Jay? 0-3?
You get goal to go three times, you go 0-3. I mean, the one, Fields throws the boosts the ball off the D lineman's helmet. What are you going to do there? But the fourth and one stop and then the Mooney drop.
Just won't get it done.
It's not execute. It's bad execution.
By the way, I'm looking. This is all water under the bridge, but I'm going to do it anyway because I'm pissed. 2022 NFL free agent tracker. Number one guy on the board was an offensive lineman. He left New Orleans, went to Miami. Okay, you don't want to spend that much money on Teron Armstead? Okay, have at it. There were other guys there. Wide receivers, you did nothing. Nothing to help that kid. There were even bargains out there that you could have signed. No, you did nothing.
Went to the Save-A-Lot and just got the bottom shelf to help Justin Fields. Hey, Matt, you're going to be next, okay?
Sounds good.
All right, Matt and Joliet is going to be with us, and then we'll take more of your phone calls coming up. 312-332-3776 is our phone number. It's a Bears Friday on the Cap and J-Hood Morning Show. If you're on hold, you will be on the air just like Matt and Joliet. Still to come in our next half hour, we'll hear from Eberflus and Fields on a Bears Friday on Chicago's Home for Sports.
Cap. J-Hood.
This is Chicago's Home for Sports. ESPN 1000.
Watch the show on Twitch. Follow ESPN 1000 Chicago.
An hour from now, we will go inside the locker room with Courtney Cronin. We'll find out her thoughts about the Bears. She covers the Bears for ESPN Chicago. We'll talk to her at 8:35. The great Alex Brown will be with us at 9 a.m. to review the Bears. But we're talking to you, Cap and I, here on ESPN 1000. Cap and J-Hood, morning 7 to 10, 312-332-3776. As the Bears lose to the Commanders 12-7. And Cap, you know, again, when you are in the red zone, as often as the Bears were, you've got to be able to punch it in. You've got to be able to get six in that spot. And I love the pie blame of saying, well, this is on Fields and this is on the receivers and this. I mean, when you lose, it's on everybody. I mean, you had a few days to prepare. Yes, it was a short week. But against the Commanders, for you not to be able to get more than just a touchdown, it's just sad. And Fields has no help. I think that's the headline today. We know that. But also, Getsy and Fields need to help themselves to be able to find a way to get into the end zone. We know what the storyline is. Now, how do you fix it? That's the thing.
Okay, and I don't disagree with what you said, but you should have been up 14 to nothing.
No question.
You turned it over in the red zone when he threw a pass that hit one of their linemen in the helmet, bounced up in the air. Okay. That shouldn't happen. Blank does. Stuff happens. I get it. Then you have the ball inside the one. I would have taken the field goal. They didn't. They decided to go for it. And guess what? I'm wondering why you're running that ball with Herbert in there. He's more of a slasher type. I would have run Montgomery, maybe rolled Fields out. I would have done something different. It didn't work out for whatever reason. Mooney dropped the game-winning touchdown. Mooney, who Cap, he's a number one receiver. Stop.
No, on this team, yeah.
Yeah, on any good team in the NFL, he's not even a two. He's a three.
Yeah, well, on good teams, you know, you need players for special teams.
Right.
Mooney?
Yeah.
Just,
I mean, he's a nice player to have. You need two big-time receivers above him, and he's your three. And you're like, wow, that's a talented team. We don't have those guys. And in pass protection, we don't have any.
All right, as promised, here is Matt from Joliet on ESPN 1000. We talk Bears. Hello, Matt.
Hey, morning, Cap and Hoodie. Happy
morning,
Friday, fellas.
You too, kid.
Just want to say, as painful as that game was to watch for the first 59 minutes, I mean, you got a chance to win it in the last minute. You were on the big stage Thursday night. And, they come up with nothing. And us as Bears fans, we just want to see Fields progress. But this is a game you're going to look back and you're just going to say, come on, dude. I mean, we'll look back on that first game in the monsoon. Oh, you beat Trey Lance, who got benched by Jimmy Garoppolo. Let's get a better win than that. The Bears let it slip away. Do something. I mean, come on. You're 5 yards away. You got to figure something out. I'll let you guys talk about it.
Appreciate it. Have a great weekend, man.
Back to the phone lines. Let's knock out Minnesota, can't we? Let's knock out Minnesota. We got a couple of guys we got to get to. Farmington Hills, listening on the ESPN Chicago app, is Nesby. Good morning, Nesby.
Hey, good morning, fellas. Hey, Hoodie, man, I think this is the first time, I think, in years I heard you fired up after a game, man. And congrats.
Then you're not listening then, but
yeah,
go ahead.
He gets fired up all the time.
And there's a guy that's not listening, but go ahead.
Nah. Hey, but fellas, I mean, I'm right with you. You know, the last three games, I mean, you kind of got to look at it, you know what I'm saying? Like, look, okay, try to pick the positives out of it. Those are three games that we were in to win that on the last drive, and then just, you know, we bared it. But outside of that, Justin Fields put this team on his back the last 3 weeks, still put us in an opportunity to win. He's holding the ball. Yes, we understand that. It's because he's not going to go publicly and say, the guys that I'm playing with are trash. These are 50-50 balls, and I'm not going to
hold on. Hang on. You're the same dude that called
you're
in
right,
here
Cap.
And said,
you're right.
Hey, Cap, you're so out of
you're
line.
Right.
We got talent.
You're right, Cap. You're right. I give you that. After seeing that, we 5-6 games in now. I'm looking at this. They're not these 50-50 balls. If coverage is tight, he's not going to throw it to him because he knows more so than not it's going to get picked off because his receivers are not good enough. After watching what happened with Amir Marset last night, after watching what happened with what's the young boy that we picked up from San Francisco dropping balls,
Dante Pettis,
one that hit him right in the stomach. That you know, like, come on, man, this is getting ridiculous.
Yeah, it is ridiculous, and it's sad because
thanks, Nesby.
Again, when I'm watching the Bears, I just want them to. I know that they're not going to win a lot of games. Give me something to be able to hang my hat on and say, hey, for the future, this person's going to be good. This person's going to be good.
Agreed.
That's all I want.
Agreed.
That I just, you know,
and completely agree.
Just Getsy and Fields need to figure this out. We know the issues. How do you fix it? In Farmington, Minnesota, listening on the ESPN Chicago app is Curtis on ESPN 1000. Good morning, Curtis.
Good morning. It's snowy Minnesota here. It came quicker than I expected, but
there's a pill for that. But go ahead.
But I'm real fired up. First of all, my first point, I'm going to go real quick. To the masses, how many times does Cap and Hoodie and Shea have to say game after game, time after time, day after day, we do not have enough talent on this team? Y'all should just stop saying it and just let the proof say it for itself, because this is crazy that we don't have enough talent on this team. My second thing is that my second gripe is Ryan Poles, you have committed a crime to Justin Fields. You have committed a crime to Montgomery. You have committed a crime to this offense. You mean to tell me, because I'm fired up, you mean to tell me that out of all the – there was at least 10 wide receivers in this draft, and you mean to tell me that this guy from the third round is the guy? Are you kidding me? You just committed a crime. You're going to get, like a captain said, you're going to get this guy killed. He needs some weapons. I am fearful. I am frightened for this draft coming, I have no confidence of this draft that's coming next year. And there's a top-shelf wide receiver. He's not going to pick him. I don't think he's going to pick him. He's going to probably pick a low-shelf person or something. I have no confidence in Ryan Poles right now.
Well,
thank you so much, guys.
Well, I would just say that you may not have confidence in him today, but it seems obvious to all of us that with this cap space, you got to be able to fill your holes. This is where Cap and I disagree as far as what you do in the draft, best available or needs. I know they need an offensive lineman or two worse than a hobo needs a ham sandwich, for real. They need to be able to have playmakers, guys that can make a difference on the offense, pass rushers. This is what a rebuild looks like. It's not like we've never gone through this before, you and I as Bears fans.
I will tell you, Kyler Gordon looks like he's getting better to me.
Yeah.
Brisker's going to be a good play. I like those two guys. I'm glad they're on our team. We needed a really good corner. He's going to develop. I like the safety. I think it lets Eddie become more of a free safety type. My problem is, you had money to go get Riley Reiff the night before training camp. You gave him a $10 million deal. Now, he won't hit his incentives, so it'll end up being like $3.5, $4 million. I get it. You couldn't have spent that on someone else? You couldn't have earlier in free agency gone, there's some other dudes out here. Okay, you're not getting Armstead. He got $75 million. There's a big difference from doing nothing and a guy getting $75 million. There were other guys out there. You could have kept James Daniels. He's a hell of a lot better offensive lineman than what you're running out there.
Joey G is in Melrose Park on ESPN 1000. Hello, Joey.
I'll take a ham sandwich.
What up, Joey?
Cappy, Godfather, what's going on? I'm infuriated. Cap, 100%, this is all on Paul.
Me.
Justin Fields?
Got no chance.
The game, almost died on the field. At what point do you take this kid out when you know you can't protect him if he's the future of this franchise? He was getting lambasted.
He
out
was.
There.
Yes, he was. He's getting destroyed.
Yes.
Destroyed. It's sickening. And the third one with the okay tackle, they almost tore his they almost tore his leg off.
Okay, my friend. He's getting
Joey, have a great weekend, man.
Can't say that.
Have a great weekend.
It's all right. 312-332-3776.
Hey, was Robert Quinn active last night? I didn't see him.
Oh no. How many weeks have we done that bit?
Robert Quinn, get this. Last year, he played 16 of the 17 games. Robert Quinn had 18 and a half sacks. He's played 21 other games in a Bears uniform. 21. Okay, let me just read those numbers again. Please pay attention over your morning coffee or tea or whatever it is you're drinking. Robert Quinn had 18 and a half sacks in the 16 games he played in last year. He's played 21 other games in a Bears uniform. He has three. Three!
Yep. He had one solo tackle. At least that's the official recording. But you did not see him out there again. And once again, this is the down year for Robert Quinn. How about that, Randy? He had a great year last year and then a down year this year. This is the way it is. It's always up and down with him. So there you have it.
Three.
More of your phone calls coming up, 312-332-3776. We'll hear from Justin Fields and Matt Eberflus and more of your thoughts on the Cap and J-Hood Morning Show.
I said Shay.
Don't miss the conversation.
Cap and J-Hood.
Tell your smart speaker to play ESPN 1000.
Cap and Hoodie.
Bop, 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 bop.
And listen to Cap and J-Hood at home and in the office.
Now, back to more Cap and J-Hood on Chicago's home for sports, ESPN 1000.
We got Shot or No Shot coming up at 8 o'clock right here on ESPN 1000. And also, we'll have Courtney Cronin on from the locker room to let us know what she saw at 8:35 here on ESPN 1000. Speaking of the locker room, let's hear from Justin Fields, the quarterback for the Bears. Has a number of things that he said yesterday, Cap, after the game. Says the offense needs to finish. All right, Shay, let's have it here. Offense needs to finish. Here's Justin Fields. All right, we will try to get to that sound momentarily here on Cap and Jay Hood. Back to the phone lines we go. Here's Q on the south side on ESPN 1000. All right, Q.
Smooth like a brick.
What's going on, Jay Hood?
All right. How are you, pal?
What's up?
Well, I just want to say I told everybody. I told my brothers, every Bears fan that I know, like me, I said Ryan Poles was a horrible hire. He's too young. He was arrogant. Are not going to get this boy help. You came from Kansas City. You see the weapons they have around Mahomes and how he played. Him and Justin Fields almost the same. And you choose not to go get this boy any type of weapons, any type of offensive line. Everything. To me, that was just arrogance that you think you know what you're doing and you don't. He's too young. And I said they should have got rid of. They should have picked somebody older who knows football.
All right, thanks for your call, Q. Let me be clear. I understand what they have embarked on here, and you can't do everything in one off season. I get it. I don't think it was a horrible hire because people who really know the game in the NFL all rave about this guy. I just think it was malpractice to do nothing, literally nothing, to help your receiver or your quarterback with receivers or offensive line. Nothing.
312-332-3776 is our phone number. Some thoughts from Justin Fields, the quarterback for the Bears. Talks about how the offense needs to finish.
Just finish. Finish the catch. Finish the throw. Finish the run. Finish the blocks. I mean, as an offense, we got to finish. I got to be better. We all got to be better. So, yeah.
Talks about the keys to executing the offense.
When the play's there, make it plain and simple. There's no logistics. It's not simple. It's not complicated. It's when you have that opportunity, finish. It's that simple. And, you know, we just didn't do that tonight. So there's no, you don't have to make it harder than it is. Pitch and catch. And the real, the one that's making me mad is the one who, Griff in the end zone. I mean, you know, he probably could have ran a little bit more, but I mean, that he's wide open. I got to hit that. I'm an NFL quarterback. I got to hit that. And then the first one, Nicole, all out. We got cover zero on the last one. I'm the first drive and just tipped the ball. So, I mean, I can't do anything about that. But, I mean, we had plenty of opportunities in the game that we just didn't finish. So we just got to get better at that.
God, that Griffin play still bugs the crap out of me. Just bugs me.
Yeah, I put that on Justin. That he's got to make that throw. And he said that. But, you know, Keyshawn's upstairs. And again, he's a former number one overall pick as a receiver. He put it on the tight end, said he ran a terrible route and he was slow and he didn't hustle to his spot.
That's fair. I mean, listen, he played the position as someone as a receiver. He felt he can get everything.
Correct.
So, see, he's going to grade on a harsh curve. It's Keyshawn Johnson, after all. So it's how you look. Either way, the play was not executed. You said it perfectly here this hour. Outstanding play design, awful execution.
Correct.
So
coaches design plays, players make plays. By the way, we thought Montez Sweat, Daron Perry, Allen, those guys last night pressured him. Guess what? Shea, you ever heard of Matt Judon?
My guy.
Yeah, from the New England Patriots. Mm-hmm. Justin's probably already seeing him in his nightmare. And guess what? If he survives that game, guess who he gets the next week? Micah Parsons.
Well, the growing pains of young players, right?
Wow.
Some thoughts from Matt Eberflus, the head coach for the Bears. The question was asked to him after the game, did Fields take another step?
I think he took a step forward. I really do, because the you know, he was the toughness, you know, and the ability to take the ball and drive it down at the very end to give us a chance to win it. That's to me what was the improvement. Okay, was there other moments, you know, that we need to clean up and offense needs to clean up? Sure, but we had the drives down there, and if we punch those in, the game's a different game. You know, that's 21 points, right? So. For me, that was really inspiring to watch him do that at the very end, to take us down, to win it at the very end. And again, we came up short, but we got to do a better job next time.
A lot of ifs there, Shay, of what could have happened.
Well, it's also like he took a step because he drove us down the field. Okay, here's what happened. You got a miracle 39-yard run on a busted play, and then you couldn't get 5 yards. 5 yards!
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's it.
Well, Mooney's got to catch the ball in the end zone.
Sure.
Ball hit him right in the freaking hands.
Yep. Bobbled it, comes down with it, and it still would have been short.
Pettis got interfered with. You got to catch the football. You're an NFL receiver.
Well, go back to that play. If he catches the ball, is he in?
Mooney's in the end zone when he drops it.
Yeah. I mean, he's dangling around the one at that time. He's got to get his way into the end zone if possible.
He when the ball hits his hand,
he's across.
He's in the end zone.
Yeah.
That's a touchdown. That's ball game. Bears win.
But these are the little plays that you kind of isolate and you say, what if you didn't do this? But that's how far away the Bears are.
Okay.
They got to play almost disciplined, mistake-free football to win a game around this league.
Rather than bowing your chest up and go, let's go for it inside at the one-yard line. We're not great up front, coach. Flex our muscles. We're at home. Let's go for it. And you get stopped. What if you kick the field goal there? All of a sudden, you're kicking a game-winning field goal to win 13-12. You don't need to get in the end zone at the end.
David in Evanston on ESPN 1000 with Cap and Jay Hood. Hey, Dave.
What's going on, fellas? How you guys doing?
I think you know how we're doing, David. You know how we're doing. You've been on hold listening. It ain't good, right?
I'm listening. Yeah. I'm listening, man. I just want to say, it looked like it was this dude was like running like crazy. Like he couldn't even figure out where to throw it, who to throw it to, because he had no time at all. And that was one of my biggest concerns. The other one is, you people are evaluating him, the team, thinking that these guys, to me, thinking that he's gonna they're here to win. They're not here to win.
Who is you people, I mean, David? Who are you calling you people?
Well, I'm gonna say me.
Yeah.
I'm thinking that everybody, not you people. You people are thinking, not just the guys in that room where you're at, but a lot of people are thinking that these people, that they're here to win. They're not here to win. They can't win. I don't think they're going to win anything this year. That's why I had to sit back and I don't argue. I don't throw the ball at the screen. I don't do none of that because it's evaluation year for me too. And then my last point, Cap, your shoe game is on point.
Thanks, man.
You on the after show. After show, you got it going on, man.
I appreciate you, man. That's right. I've gone to the Air Jordan shoe game.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep. And by the way, David, he pays for his shoes.
Yes, I do.
It's different. Coming up, we will have a chance
new
to...
New thing. I'm not used to that.
Coming up, we will have Shot or No Shot and talk more about this Bears loss against Washington. 312-332-3776 is our phone number. In 2 minutes, right here on Chicago's Home for Sport.
The Cap and J-Hood podcast is sponsored by Tito's Handmade Vodka. Check out the ESPN Chicago Games, sponsored by Tito's Handmade Vodka at ESPNChicagoGames.com. Watch us compete against each other, share memories and laughs, all for charity. Tito's Handmade Vodka celebrates 25 years. Cheers to you, Chicago!